Steve, how are you feeling after what's been a long run without a victory? 3 points this evening.
Yeah, it's obviously very pleasing. I'm really pleased we're back to winning ways and hopefully we can start looking up now.
Where did that come from this afternoon, obviously being pegged back and then that late dramatic winner?
Where did it come from? I think it's never gone. I don't think that spirit and character has ever left the change room and the belief. So, I don't think... Maybe we haven't shown it as much this season, but it's never left the lads. We got a late equaliser on Tuesday and a late winner today, so just shows that the belief in the ability in this squad.
How much has the run been playing on the team's mind in the dressing room?
Not much, to be honest, because it was an extremely tough run. Obviously, including the cup game, you're playing arguably four of the best clubs in Europe, so. We felt before them games that we could be in a difficult position, but now we're past that and things are looking more positive and hopefully we can keep climbing the table.
Touch of relief for yourself as well. I know it's not nice to have to talk about, but the manner obviously of the equaliser.
I'm just pleased we've won. Obviously, a mistake for myself led to the equaliser and. It's not nice, but we've won, so I don't want to look too much on it. It's disappointing, and I'll do my best to put things right.
Get to look ahead, Steve. What do you think that win will do for the team now? I know Eddie speaking to us pre-match was targeting back-to-back victories, so it was more than achievable. You got the first one out of the way.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for us now. The game's obviously just around the corner. It'll be a good game. We can go above Brighton now and... it's going to be a difficult game, but I think the way we've looked going forward recently, we look a real threat. And I thought Bennett, when he came on for Kingy today, looked excellent, a real handful. And he adds to an already confident attacking team. And we're really looking forward to the game Monday. It's coming at a good time for us now. Obviously, getting this first win, we want to back it up and. I'm very confident we can do that.
That league table looking a lot better this evening as well, and it's only 3 points essentially, but all of a sudden, I know only perhaps momentarily, we don't know, but up to 30.
Yeah, I think it just shows you how tight this league is at the moment. So we don't want to get too carried away because you can find yourself right back in it very quickly, but it's down to us now. We've got that all-important win, and now we just want to focus on moving forward, everyone sticking together and really improving the league standing and the points tally and getting back where we want to be.
What about Brighton, back to your old club obviously? Do you enjoy going back to play against them?
Yeah, of course. Brighton I hold very highly. I think they've done excellent. I'm delighted for their fans and still got a couple of people there I know, so really pleased for them. It's taken more while to get in the Premier League. They've got an outstanding club now, and it's going to be an extremely tough game. Really looking forward to going back there, and I look at the results every week and hope they do well. But this one is the one that we have to win.
And just finally, the challenge potentially of coming up against Glenn Murray as well, former teammate here and now scoring goals at Brighton. You obviously in the Bournemouth team at the moment, could be a good battle between the two of you.
Yeah, obviously I know Glenn well. Was with him at Brighton as well, and he's a very good player. He's, on his day, he can score goals and look very dangerous. So we know his strengths. If he plays, and I'm sure, well, he is a big player for Brighton. If he plays, and it'll be nice to see him. Hopefully, he won't have a good day. And again, we just see it as a game that we have to get a result in.